Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Tom. And on this episode of Flash in the Pan, I'll get you, eh, Steve, if it's the last thing I do. We grew up in a world of online animation. And we're digging you out for your consideration. Bringing you the tunes that made us who we are. Flash in the Pan. Flash in the Pan. Hello, and welcome to a sweltering summer spectacular edition of Flash in the Pan.
Welcome back. Oh god, I am melting.
Everything is bad. If you hear background noise on our recording, it's because if we closed the windows during the recording session, we would both die.
We will die.
Yeah.
This is probably not hyperbole. There is a chance that if we close the door and the window and spend enough time in here, one of us might... something bad might happen.
Yep.
Maybe.
We can draw lots to see who gets to eat the other one first if it comes to it.
No thanks.
We're calling it the Summer Spectacular because it is spectacularly hot.
Yep.
But the episode is just a regular episode.
It is just a regular episode.
But we hope you enjoy it.
It's taking place during the summer on the hottest day of ever in the United Kingdom. So
it's taking
that.
Place in hell.
It is, as I tweeted the other day, it is hotter than Satan's anus.
Satan's anus. And speaking of Satan's anus, if you want to visit somewhere equally hot, then you can go to our website at flashinthepancast.com, where you'll find links to all the cartoons we talk about today, as well as all the previous episodes. Isn't that fun?
That server is currently on fire.
I hope not.
I hope not too.
So we are going to start off with a couple of classic Homestar Runner cartoons.
Yay!
Hooray! We are going to be watching two of them. We're going to be watching a couple of Strong Bad Emails. First up, we've got number 66, The Show. And then we've got number 72, Crazy Cartoon.
Excellent.
And then we're going to talk about them and also talk about another special Homestar thing which we've experienced in the last couple of days.
Yes.
So, without further ado, let's watch some emails.
Okay.
Bubs would definitely be the voice of the wheelchair.
I'll get you, hey, Steve, if it's the last thing I'll do!
I'd be in there too, but my head would be an old keyboard, and when I get mad, it'd play the demo. That's a pretty crazy cartoon, huh, Josh?
These are two of my favorites.
These are very good. From both of them,
like the crazy cartoon is the one of the ones I remember the very most from my childhood.
From the Compy era.
From the Compy era.
From the Compy era.
Yeah. Specifically, Steve.
Steve.
Because not long after this came out, so this gained special relevance for me because my first online boyfriend's name was Steve. And even though we were very much in love, as only impressionable teenagers
of course,
the fact that his name was Steve, I couldn't get past it.
Steve.
Because Strong Bad had ruined it for me.
Steve. I don't ever think I could have a relationship with somebody called Steve.
Wow. Okay. Please elaborate.
You just be with somebody called Steve all the time.
Tough but fair.
No offense to anybody called Steve.
No offense. I'm sorry, we could never love you. Anyway,
I'm
no
sorry.
Offense.
That's it's a very straight person name, I think, is what I'm getting at. No offense to any people that aren't straight called Steve.
Let's move on.
I'm digging this hole even deeper.
Let's move on.
Let's move on from that.
So, Sweet Cup and Cakes.
Sweet Cup and Cakes.
Is a bizarre cartoon with bizarre creatures.
Yeah.
And who's your favorite out of the characters in Sweet Cup and Cakes?
Maybe the wheelchair.
The wheelchair is very good.
The wheelchair's great.
The wheelchair voiced by Bubs is a joy.
The also strong bad, but with the
Casio
keyboard for a head.
Yeah.
Because it does make several reappearances after this.
I believe so, yes. As with a lot of stupid things introduced as
one-off jokes. Which is one of the great things about Homestar.
Yeah.
Is they always bring stuff back.
Anything can be a running gag.
Yeah, that you never... That you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
And then you see it and go, oh yeah. And they always do it in a way that's really entertaining. It's never shoehorned in.
I agree.
I don't think.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the design of Ace Steve specifically because it is so simplistic.
Yeah.
And a bit crap.
Yeah.
But it was simplistic enough that I could and did draw it on all of my school books and so on.
Yeah.
I didn't. I never drew the wheelchair, or the.
That's a bit harder.
The cow helicopter.
Well, that one's kind of easy.
Yeah,
wheelchair. I can see that's
the wheelchair is just scribbled together in Flash, which I appreciate.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And I do like the idea of just being pursued
by a wheelchair.
Well, just pursuit as a cartoon thing has a long-standing,
very well-respected history.
Well-respected, yeah.
Yes. Looney Tunes, foundation is built off of characters chasing each other.
Oh,
so.
Absolutely, yeah. So outside of Sweet Cup and Cakes and the keyboard demo,
yeah.
which we play when he get angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. we have Strong Bad... being really rude to the emailer, as always.
Now, yeah, see, I liked that. I think I liked it back when I watched this too, because it's the monkey cheese humor that was very, very prevalent.
Monkey dude.
Yeah.
Literally monkey dude.
It was the monkey cheese humor that was just the internet was drenched in it. And somebody tried it on with Strong Bad, and he was just like, no, you're Josh now. You are Josh now, and you are not my friend, Monkey Dude. that's just... Back then, I was like, yeah! And even now, I'm like, yeah, that was fair enough.
I wonder if Monkey Dude / Josh ever used the name Monkey Dude again online, or was publicly shamed by Strong Bad.
If it was me, I'd be like, I was Monkey Dude. I emailed Strong Bad.
Josh,
called me
nay
Josh.
Monkey Dude.
Yes. That's what I would do.
Okay, that's fair.
I would tell everyone.
Strong Bad gave me a new name.
The Strong Bad gave me a new name.
I'm going to go to the courts immediately and make it official.
How weird do you think it would have been if Monkey Dude's actual name was Josh?
Ooh.
He'd be like, oh my god.
How did you
Strong
know?
Bad is real and my friend. Not my friend.
Strong Bad is real and refuses to be my friend. And speaking of Strong Bad's friends, we also have the cheat and the cheat's own cartooning prowess.
It's so good.
Powered by the cheat.
Powered by
using
the cheat.
Using a contemporary version of Flash.
Yeah.
On an old iMac.
Is this the first appearance of I Can Do It 9 times?
Yes, it is. It's also the first appearance of Hear the Cheat, Have a Trophy. Hear the Cheat, have another trophy.
Hear the Cheat, Have a Trophy.
Yeah.
Best part of that's when they all go, hooray for the cheat, and you can just hear the Coach Z going, chort.
and then it's great because it really captures the cheat's relationship with Strong Bad really well.
Yeah.
The cheat likes that Strong Bad does a violence to Homestar.
Yes, he does.
And endorses this. And
yes,
also the
does.
Cheat craves fame and attention.
Yes.
And approval, which I can relate to.
Mm.
I would like a trophy.
From Strong Bad. Especially from Strong Bad.
I'll take any trophy, honestly.
Any trophy.
At this point.
I'll make a note of that.
And I really like at the end when it zooms out and it's the cheat and Strong Bad talking about how great the cartoon is, and Strong Bad gives the cheat another trophy.
And then it zooms out again.
And it's the actual cheat and Strong Bad.
Hey, I didn't do that.
I really like when cartoons within cartoons play up the animation style.
Yeah.
Like, the cheats, you know, it's all, bad frame by frame and, shaky outlines and so on.
Yeah.
and copy-pasted clouds.
Yeah.
And it's a nice little self-parody sort of
thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's always fun when they do that.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the other one? Are there any more Sweet Cup and Cakes thoughts about the crazy cartoon?
I mean, it's just fantastic. Like, I can do it nine times is something I still reference.
Yep.
And there are, like, a handful of people that understand.
So then the other cartoon we looked at was The Show.
The Show.
Do you want to talk about The Show?
The Show. So somebody emails into Strongbad. He is hoping for an email from a girl, and he gets one.
Yeah, from Danny in Virginia, Texas.
I thought it was Tori.
From Tori in Virginia, Texas.
Yeah, and respectively.
Well,
Virginia and Texas.
Well,
respectively.
There's actually a theory on the Homestar Runner wiki about
this. Oh boy.
Which is, the sender of the email is most likely from Van Alstyne, a small town north of Dallas in Texas. The inhabitants commonly abbreviate their town's name to VA.
Well then.
So, that's
likely.
That's where Tori might be from. Ooh.
Ooh. So, yes, he gets an email from Tori.
Yep.
About the volleyball tournament.
Tournament, yes.
And they ask Strongbad, why doesn't Homestar do anything funny anymore?
Yep.
And Strongbad, obviously, very quick to be like, Homestar has never been funny. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Let's see what he's doing right now. He's doing a game show with characters that don't speak.
At least don't speak intelligently. Yeah.
Ask them their political views, and the poop swift holds up a sign that says, "Hey, I'm gonna leave," and then he passes it over to Pom Pom, who says something and then leaves. And then he has a break for the fucking fluffy
part. Well, first, Homestar gives them 162
points each. And then there's a commercial for Fluffy Puff Marshmallow, which is as odd as it always is.
It's great.
It's great.
One of my favourite phrases
is from... The first to eat 100.
The first to eat a million wins.
A million wins.
Which is a horrible prospect, because that's a lot.
That's a lot of marshmallows.
On the Homestar Wiki, it says, if one were to eat 100 Fluffy Puff marshmallows a day, it would take more than 27 years to win.
Holy shit. What was the phrase? Was it, if you stuff two of these in your cheeks, you won't think twice or some shit?
Specifically, Marshy describes how you will shiver with flavour. Shiver with flavour. I'll say it twice,
yeah. And then we go back to Homestar, and he reads a list. He's just like, I will now like to read a list.
Yeah.
And it's just a list of things.
It's just a random word generated list of things.
Next week.
Yep, and a witch's brew,
which is
brutally cut off.
Yeah. See, I'd like to hear the rest of it.
You really enjoyed the list. You were giggling at the
list.
Because
it was just...
Because Homestar's voice.
Because Homestar, he's just reading a list of things.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... That's inherently funny.
Yeah.
It's like he's just reading an arbitrary list of things.
Yeah. It's almost like one of Rowan Atkinson's famous old stand-up bits, where he's a teacher reading the class register, and all the children have stupid names, like Nibble and Orifice.
And
because it's Rowan Atkinson, he overpronounces every word.
Yeah,
it's very
like
funny.
That, yeah,
it wouldn't be the first time that a list of things has been common.
No, yeah, you're right.
Actually, one of my favourite ones, and it's a bit of a deep cut, is Paget Brewster in character as C.D. Doyle from the Beyond Belief series.
Hmm.
Who I can't do her voice. She has a very transatlantic, old timey voice,
and it's
just a video of her reading a list of breeds of dogs, and it's very pleasing.
Excellent.
Yes.
Giant Schnauzer, Maltese, Nova Scotia Duck Tolling Retriever.
Oh yes. So Strongbad describes Marshy as a flying mushroom
that he cannot understand.
Yeah.
Like, at all. That's a foreign language to Strongbad.
I mean, Marshy does speak strangely.
He
says, hey, Jize.
Oh, yeah.
God. Which is uncanny.
I'm gonna start saying that now.
Hey, Jais.
Hey, Jais.
Come to my tournament.
Tournaments.
These cartoons are just, they're just really fun.
They are,
and
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like the idea of Homestar just having a show, a game show that occasionally his friends come on.
It's not the first time that we that happens either. I'm sure it happens more than once.
There was even a site intro, like a site menu page that was styled after the show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, with canned audience noises and non sequitur rounds and so on.
They're both classics, and they're both, I think,
they hold up properly.
They do. I think out of the two of them, Crazy Cartoon's my favorite.
Yeah, well, Crazy Cartoon has a lot more going on,
but mainly like the part of the Crazy Cartoon I liked the most was the cheats animation. It's just so good.
The cheats animation
is incredible. Everything about that part is just is great.
It reminds me of I forget who said it ages and ages ago. I think it was an old music teacher of mine who said you have to know how to play music or sing really well
to know how to do it badly.
To know how to do it consistently badly.
Yeah.
And it's in terms of animation, this is exactly what they're
doing.
That's
it. Yeah.
Like they're good at what they do.
They're very good.
And
at
so
what
they're
they
good
do,
at
yeah.
doing it badly on purpose.
Yeah.
And it's really fun.
Yeah. I was going to say, actually, Strongbad didn't make it clear who it was had the chicken pox.
Yeah.
He just said he's going to kick the cheat into
Strong Sad with the chicken pox.
With the chicken pox. He didn't say whether or not it was Strong Sad or the cheat who had the chicken pox.
Oh, it was definitely Strong Sad.
Yeah.
As we saw with the bonus scene. Because...
Well, was it? Yeah, the cheat's like... Basically, I think the cheat says, "Why? How come Strongbad didn't show up to kick me into you?" And Strongbad's like, "I don't know. I thought it was the sure thing."
Yeah, Strong Sad being just
himself,
just terminally infirm and sickly.
Yeah,
just because that's the kind of guy he is.
That's his character. That's his character.
Yeah. Aw, pity Strong Sad. At least a bit.
Maybe a little.
Yeah. Anyway, so instead of a Flash... could be talked about the Brothers and Chaps a lot.
Many, many times. We had a whole episode about them.
And we'll probably will again.
Probably.
So, one cool thing that's happened in the last year...
Yes.
...is that the Brothers Chaps kickstarted, successfully,
yep.
a Trogdor board game.
Yes, they did.
Trogdor is the classic character invented by Strongbad back in... The dragon episode, which is one of the most famous ones that we covered, but way back in episode 11.
Goodness me.
I know, right? And the game, we have it. I helped back it, so I have a copy of the game, and we played a couple of rounds today.
We did. It's very fun.
How would you describe Trogdor, the game?
The game? It's very... It channels the character of Homestar Runner as a thing. It's very Strongbad. It's got all like it's got the incredible just sense of humor that's just that perpetuates out throughout the Homestar, everything to do with Homestar Runner. The board game itself is very, very, very fun.
Yeah.
It's challenging.
It is. It's not
easy. Like, you'd think, oh, well, that's just, like, a quick, like, they cashed in because they knew they had, like, nostalgia points or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, no, it's, like, legitimately a challenging game. Like, we played two rounds. And
two full games.
We did not win either of them.
We came close, though.
We came very close.
That's the thing. Yeah, so it's a cooperative game where you all can take turns controlling Trogdor as you strive to go around the Kingdom of Peasantry... And burninate everything in your path. Burninate the countryside.
The countryside, the peasants, and the thatched roof cottages.
Yes. While being attacked by knights and archers and the Troghammer, who is a third cooler knight.
Yes.
It's fun. It's like, yeah, like it's challenging. Like there's a proper strategy. Like in the set, like after we'd played a bit, we were like actually discussing tactics with each other.
Yeah.
But also it's very funny.
The cards are incredible. Like
the cards
are
great.
The first few cards that we pulled just from these two games, I had a card called the Herg Chogler.
The Herg Chogler was the character you were playing.
And the other card I had was just a card called Old Man Rub.
That was your special item, allowed, Old Man Rub.
Which allowed Trogdor and also peasants and knights to enter caves.
And just and squeeze travel on
between
through
them yep. for free. Because you were slathered in Old Man Rub. And then I drew another character that I did. I don't remember the name of, whose dream was to make artisanal Old Man Rub.
Yeah, so like, it's there's just, more world building than you expected.
It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, and like, also it's like a properly good time.
Also, there's that amazing bit in the manual where it's like, if you like the sound of this, turn to page 5. If you don't like the sound of this, turn to page 115. There are only like
16 pages
in the manual.
Yeah, it's great, like, because the instructions are written, you know, you get the regular instructions, but also annotations by Strongbad,
yeah.
who adds his own favourite parts in character. And it's really nice.
It's great.
And it's really cool that, you know, after 20 years, they can still get Strongbad's personality and sense of humour just down pat. And yeah. it translates into the game being just really fun and funny.
It's perfect.
Yeah. And like, I want to play it more.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was basically like a 2-minute advert for Trogdor the board game.
Trogdor the board game.
But like, good. It's like genuinely good.
Yeah, it's really good.
We didn't get like the super special edition where you can, with like, well, there's a super special edition which is like, made with hand carved wood and silver inlay.
Yeah, come on, we're not made of money.
No. We're barely made of change.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do have, like, the little wooden meeple, which are, like, lovingly crafted, and you can choose between a range of different Trogdors.
All the different Trogdors.
Yeah.
So there's the one that was drawn on the graph paper.
Yep.
There's that same one, but, like, coloured.
Yeah, the proper
appropriately.
There's the original Trogdor. The S is for Sucks Dragon.
There's the one that Coach Z drew.
Which no one remembers because it's a horrible worm thing.
And Strongbad yelled at Coach Z for not drawing consummate Vs.
No.
And told him that he didn't know Majesty if it bit him in the face.
Yep.
Strong Sad's Trogdor.
With Chiaroscuro
technique. Which Strongbad set fire to with the BMW lighter.
Yes.
And of course,
Strongbad's carving the word Dagron.
Where he's carved the word Dagron. And you also get to see what's on the underside of the table.
Yeah, it's great. It's a really nice thing that I am glad we have.
It's fantastic.
And yeah, like, you could do a lot worse than tracking down a copy, because it's good fun.
Yes, yeah.
Plays up to 6.
Ooh.
So yeah, I think before we move on, we should have a look at a couple of the comments.
These
are taken from YouTube, and so they are much more recent than we usually do.
And you see, the Brothers Chaps, they were ahead of the curve and decided that they weren't going to do comments, which was the correct decision to make.
Ahead of the curve, I like that. Yeah, so let's start with the show.
Okay.
The Outsider Studios, a year ago, said, execute email number 66. Because everyone loves a big Star Wars reference.
Of course, yeah. Let's see, we've got MEQ22 said, I've been a fan since I was 17. I watched every Strongbad email and watched every animation on their main website. Now well into my 30s, I still enjoy watching Strongbad and his quirky group of friends, and I love the animation.
Yeah, I'm not sure why MEQ22 ends their comment with just a bunch of question marks.
Maybe it was a mistake. I don't know.
I love the animation. Harry Hariyama, also a year ago, said, we never did get to see Strong Bad kick the cheat into Strong Sad with Chicken Parks. Now we'll never know how that would have turned out.
I mean, you know, maybe that'll come to fruition at some point.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
And finally...
Oh, God. Finally, we had a comment left by Scrungy Bingus.
Hi, Scrungy Bingus.
He said, I can't believe Homestar is problematic now.
Sad, frowny face.
I meant to say something about that. It's the fact that Strongbad used the word problematic
in 2003
to describe Homestar.
In the original meaning of containing problems.
Containing problems. Yes, there were many problems with what Homestar was doing.
Problematic.
Not ethically. Just no. What is at a fundamental level.
Okay, and for the crazy cartoon, Guy with the Pie...
Of course.
2 years ago said, Sweet Cup and Cakes was the original aesthetic.
Yeah.
Right down to the checkerboard floors and the pink cyan colours.
Shit, it was Vaporwave.
It kinda was.
It was fucking Vaporwave.
Pre-Vaporwave. Yeah, if you want to see more pre-Vaporwave, check out the album artwork for the solo albums of Susumu Hirasawa, the Japanese answer to the question, what if David Bowie really liked yodeling? That's a joke for me and like two other people in the whole world.
Alright, yeah. Let's see. Pox1191 4 months ago. This was the cartoon that got me into Homestar Runner. I will never, ever look back. Heart.
Aw. I am Curtain YC. 5 years ago said, true fact, I actually still have that keyboard. It's a Casio VL tone.
Fuck me. Wow.
Yeah.
That's probably worth something now.
Yeah. So I've been listening to a lot of, like, early industrial music and, like, 80s industrial dance music and so on lately. And on some tracks, you can hear those exact keyboard drums.
I was going to say, is this that thing you posted about on Discord?
I posted about it on Twitter.
I listened to it. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
it's the Strongbad keyboard.
It's the Strongbad keyboard. and finally,
Gemini Saga 7 years ago. Crazy comments usually have sentences that have nothing to do with the video itself. Like jelly filled are my favorite. The person who would reply would be a mix between a teenager and a smartass, and his replies would be a bunch of jumbled letters that involve any key on his keyboard, and in every comment section, Trollface would show up to deliver his catchphrase, oh god, you mad? And Leroy Jenkins would have to be the voice of me gusta. Why?
Because this is a comment from 2012. You see, what they've done is...
2007 called.
Yeah. You see what they've done? What they've done there is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to have a very, very high IQ to understand this comment.
Yeah.
Is they've taken what Strongbad was saying about this crazy cartoon.
Yeah.
Right? And they've translated it. And this is the clever thing they've done, right? This is the very clever thing. They've taken what Strongbad was saying and transposed it onto talking about YouTube comments. Mm. And since it was 2012 when they wrote this, that they're using Rageface comic memes.
Oh, right. I didn't pick up on that because my IQ is 1.
So that was a couple of Homestar classics.
Yeah.
And we're about to move on to a... Yeah, so we're going to watch the first two episodes of Eric the Juice Man, the Mike Saga.
Never heard of it before.
Neither of us have ever heard of it before. It was on our list of stuff to cover. I have no idea why, and I do not remember who could have suggested it. So if it was you, please write in, flashinthepancast@gmail.com. There is definitely an epilepsy warning for this cartoon. Lots of flashing colours. Probably not good for your brain.
No.
But,
There's a ghost in the machine that's just suggesting cartoons for us to watch.
If you're the laughing man, please write in. But it's on the list, so why not? We're going to watch the first two episodes of Eric the Juice Man, the Mike Saga.
What's up, bitches?
You owe me $2. Give me my f***ing $2 now. I want my money.
Hey, how about f*** you?
How about I hate you?
No, you don't. As a matter of fact, you like me a whole lot. See, look, it says so in your diary that I stole. Check it out. Can you believe what it says?
F*** you.
And we're back. That was Eric the Juice Man, episodes 1 and 2.
It was.
You seem upset.
I don't know I don't really know how to feel about what, I mean, so there were lots of like really daft jokes that I enjoyed.
Yep.
Like the corner of the room where it just said, "Are you pissed here?"
Yes, with a red outline.
A really lazy joke that I enjoyed a lot.
Yep. You want to start by talking about the characters?
So, there's the main character, Eric?
Yeah, the titular juice man.
He's the one. He wears a hat that says Funk on it.
Yep.
At one point, I think it changes to say Flask?
Yes.
Another character,
there are three main ones.
There's God.
Yep, with a lowercase g.
Who wears a Pantera t-shirt.
Yep.
And Satan, who looks like Vegeta.
You forgot Bob, the one with the glasses who doesn't really speak. And
oh, yeah.
Seems to be drawn worse on purpose than all the other ones.
And there's Emily.
And also there's Emily, the girl one.
The girl one.
Who has the big anime eyes and is actually voiced by a girl.
Which is nice.
As far as we can tell,
that's
yeah.
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a nice touch.
Yeah. There's also another character, I don't remember what his name, the football guy. What,
the landlord.
The landlord voiced by Bubs.
He does sound like Bubs.
Sounds like Bubs.
His name.
If Bubs did swears. Yeah.
His name, or at least what I think is his name, which is what they call him, is Big Mules.
Yeah, that's the one.
He's an American football player with number 69 on his jersey. Nice.
Nice. Very nice.
And he shows up, kicks in the door, and they have a fight. Sort of. And then he teleports Emily away, and then disappears himself. And then Satan finds a map and will go and pursue him.
Now,
he finds a map to his lair.
The football guy teleporting Emily away is something that neither of us have even slightly possibly predicted.
No.
Because we were both watching, and as soon as that happened, we both like looked at each other like, what?
So, in a sense, that was an expertly crafted piece of cinema.
Yeah, because we were both... We just...
Completely baffled.
Yeah, we were both like, yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah. And to be continued.
To be continued.
There are 8 parts in the Mike saga.
Yes.
And we might end up watching them all, depending on whether you would like us to cover them.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So you want to talk about the animation?
The animation is very basic.
Yes.
Very rudimentary.
Yeah. However, the lip sync is actually pretty good.
The lip sync's actually all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything else is very basic.
Very little movement.
Very little movement. But, I mean...
Like, everything looks very ugly.
Yeah, which is probably partly on purpose and probably partly due to, like, obviously not really giving a shit.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And the character designs are all over the place.
Yes, they are.
I think Emily's my favourite character design-wise because... she looks like a scared anime girl from the 80s.
She does, yeah.
And that's just a fun thing to look like.
Yeah. The character of Bob, the one I completely forgot about.
Yeah.
He's like designed nearly exactly like any number of swirly glasses anime characters.
He kind of is, yeah. But he doesn't have character traits.
No.
No.
I mean, those characters generally kind of don't. Not really. The characteristics usually, they are nerdy and they don't know how to speak to women.
Mm.
And that's usually it.
Yeah. So how would you describe the character types of the rest of the cast?
I don't fucking know. I have no... Eric seems to be just...
A lazy dick?
A lazy dick.
Ditto God.
Ditto for God, who's maybe got more of a... more common sense than any of the others.
Maybe, yeah.
Bob, no characterization.
Bob exists.
Discussed.
Emily is the responsible one.
And Satan's the cool one.
He's the cool one who's an asshole. So a lot of the comedy in this, which we should talk about, because this is a comedy show. Primarily, this is a comedy series.
Yeah.
Like, the vast majority of the comedy is... just people shouting abuse at each other.
Yes. Which is a long-standing tradition.
Calling each other, you know, fuckers or gay and that kind of stuff. Which is, you know, it's, you know, kind of par for the course, Newgrounds sort of stuff.
Yeah, this came out 2003.
From 2003 or so. So, I get the feeling you didn't like this at all.
No, it's not that I didn't like it at all. As I said, there were jokes in it that I enjoyed.
Yeah. There are some funny, like, very silly jokes.
Yeah, that land.
Yeah.
Like, it's better than Tomorrow's Nobodies.
Yeah, well, Tomorrow's Nobodies felt genuinely antagonistic.
Yes.
But not in a fun way, more of like a, yeah, we're not really going to try
kind
of
thing. Yeah.
This has a surprising amount of effort put into it in some areas. Yeah. Like the timing for jokes is actually quite good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
They're good, like, they do some pretty, you know, a couple of pretty good non sequiturs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I don't know, what should we do? Go to sleep? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's just...
And then they sleep.
Yeah.
Like, that's just fun.
That's just, yeah.
Or in episode two, when Satan is pointing at all the characters and saying, yeah, screw you, and you, and you. And there's just this guy who looks like Lumpy Bruce Willis. And he looks sad because...
I thought he looked like... fuck, what's the name of that character from King of the Hill? The one... It looks nearly exactly like...
Oh.
What's his name? Bill?
Yeah, he looks like Bill.
Bill. He looks like Bill from King of the Hill.
Yeah. That's fair. So what this reminded me most of...
Mm.
Actually, before we do that...
Go on.
Music. Lots of music in this. This is a music-heavy show.
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How would you describe it?
So you've got... It's kind of odd. Mm-hmm. The music selection, but it's good. So you've got like probably the most well known Suzanne Vega song in there.
Yeah,
for episode two,
Tom's Diner.
That's the one. And then
you've got Iggy Pop's Lust for Life, Train Spotting
yeah.
style.
There's
some AFI in
Chili
there.
Peppers, AFI.
Yeah,
and then there's some of like the creator's
own music.
The creator's own music.
Yeah, which is like very garage hardcore kind of sound.
Yeah, which, like, you know, respect for that, obviously.
Yeah.
You
are the skeleton.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, like, so between the music, especially.
Yeah.
And the way that the characters speak to each other, and the kind of DIY, slightly punky aesthetic.
Yeah.
This reminds me, kind of...
Right, yeah, go on.
...of a cross between Beavis and Butthead.
Right,
there's
yeah.
definitely Beavis and
that.
Butthead in here.
I see that,
you
yeah.
know, like, it literally starts with them sitting around on the sofa talking shit while wearing band shirts.
Yeah, like, you know? Yeah, definitely.
And the Young Ones.
Ooh, yes. Yes.
The
if,
Young
if
Ones...
If the Young Ones had less budget
if the
animated.
Young Ones had, if the Young Ones had no budget and was written by not... anyone who was involved in the Young Ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about, you know, disaffected fuck
youth.
Around teens
yeah.
who don't seem to like each other that much.
That, you've perfectly described the Young Ones.
Sharing a flat with a lot of, like, pretty good music involved and the occasional very childish but very fun anarchic jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This obviously is not as good as The Young Ones,
no.
or Beavis and Butthead, which are both fucking classics,
yes.
but you can see, at least I can see where they're going to,
I can see
what
yeah,
they're going
I
for.
I can see what they're going for, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm honestly interested to see where the saga goes, just because we've had a couple of glimmers of, ooh, okay,
all right, yeah,
this could be interesting.
Yeah, it could, definitely.
Yeah, and clearly it's like, a bunch of friends fucking around and having fun with it, which is nice.
It absolutely is.
And it's fun. Like the first episode is dedicated to Kristen, happy birthday,
and cookies.
The second episode is dedicated to
Cowboy Bebop
for being a good goddamn show.
I mean, you can't really argue with that.
Yeah. It's
Cowboy Bebop's great. I mean, if you don't like it, that's fine.
It's just...
It's good.
Yeah, it's one of the many sort of like... amateur passion projects that we've covered, which is just, hey, it's me and my friends fucking around
yeah.
having adventures.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't hate that.
No, I can't. There's nothing really to dislike.
No.
Not really.
And now we've got some Flash.
Ah. Yeah, Yes, Eric the Juice Man is created and uploaded to Newgrounds by Gobolatula. And they both, episode 1 and 2, were uploaded August 19th, 2003.
Oh, okay.
And neither of them won any kind of awards. Oh. The second episode being rated higher at 4.5 stars, and the first episode actually being viewed more at 67,443 times at the time of recording.
Well, at least a couple of those are us.
Yes, they are. So, the creator, who nowadays goes by the name of just Gob. He's got a YouTube channel where he recently, just 1 month ago, uploaded a video called Berserk Character Ultimate Tier List, Best One. And he's currently writing a webcomic called Please Forgive Me, which actually has just recently come back off of hiatus just last Monday on the 15th of July.
No way!
Yes. He's also released several videos for his YouTube titled Solitaire, How to Win Every Single Time, which seem to have a narrative. The most recent one has a description that reads, "Good news, folks, I'm off the streets and 110% sober."
Wow. That speaks to a very active life.
He's also got a very active Twitter presence. He's on Twitter. He posts a lot about how much he likes anime, which, I mean, if you couldn't gather that from watching this.
Well, hey, 16 years later.
16 years later, still is still into the anime. And that was everything that I could find for the creator of Eric the Juice Man.
Hey, that's interesting.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, just another person just, you know, as a jobbing internet person.
He's just going.
Yeah.
He's just making stuff.
Oh, wow. So wait, so Eric the Juice Man is a webcomic, or was a webcomic before it was a series?
Was a webcomic. If you scroll up, on the furthest left is the new thing.
The furthest right.
Furthest right. It's just come off of IAS.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
It's still going. Go and read Please Forgive Me with 3 exclamation marks.
EricTheJuiceMan.com.
Yeah. I don't know if it's good. I've just learned it exists.
Yes. it hurts, Please Forgive Me game.
There is a game by Gobelatula called Titty World, which says, "Note, there are no actual titties in this game. Prepare to be disappointed." but it also contains spoilers for the manga of Berserk, specifically Volume 13.
Well, I don't read Berserk, so that's fine.
I've heard it's very good.
I've heard it's good too.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about some comments.
Let's talk about the comments.
Yeah, so, as one of the more obscure things we've looked at, we didn't find that many, but these ones are a bit fun. Let's start with this one from YouTube.
So the first one is from YouTube, by Ratworks.
Ratworks.
He says, 2 years ago he said, "I would tickle so much Wang for a collection of all your original music."
Has anyone ever said that to you?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
But you wouldn't have to do that. You just on Bandcamp. Just go listen to Bandcamp.
Yeah. Okay. And we got a couple from Newgrounds. Badass 5001 or 5001 in September 2007 said, "Sometimes I wish I was dead. Pretty funny. Now I have to go cause Fam Guy is on." Well, thank you, Badass 5001. Hope things worked out for you.
Yep. Fam Guy was good.
Yeah.
Which isn't possible. It's never been good.
See.
Janut in on the day it came out.
2003,
Rad It Hurts. Thoroughly enjoyed the loader. These characters are hella funny. Voices are great. Creative and wacky humour out the wazoo. I also loved the music chosen for this. Effin' great. And I too pissed here.
Aw.
Don't piss in the corner of your room.
No. And finally, Punk Fuck Rob.
Hell yeah.
In 2013, Punk Fuck Rob said, "Fucking rad. Never seen anything like it. So much going on, hard to catch everything on the first watch. Original as hell. Love the subliminal atmosphere. This show seems punk as fuck. Now I'm gonna have to watch all of them. Shit."
Yeah, alright, yeah. No, yeah, I mean, it's not bad! It is pretty fucking punk rock. Like,
yeah.
It's all, like, mostly made.
It's very, yeah, it's got that DIY aesthetic.
Yeah.
Okay, so time for some emails. we don't have a jingle for emails yet. Do people ever have a jingle for emails?
I don't know. Maybe we can see. For having a jingle for emails feels like it should be much gentler than
the intro that we made.
But that's
break out the acoustic.
That's yeah. All right.
Have a little, you know, Tenacious D riff.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. Email her gently.
Please.
So, last episode, we asked you folks to write in honor of Burnt Face Man, and tell us about your favorite crap superheroes.
Yes.
And we got a lot of responses. Oh, we're going to read all of them, because why not?
Please.
So, Matt wrote in and said, "Hello, my favorite crap superhero is probably the Pitiful Man-Lizard, a Toronto superhero who has it basically right there in his name. The author sometimes dresses up as him for conventions."
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Let's see.
Joe. Who describes themselves as Adequate Joe.
Okay.
Writes in and says...
Not Great Joe, then.
Just no, Different Joe.
Different Joe.
This is Joe without
Adequate Joe. Adequate Joe. Well, I was going to say Matter-Eating Lad, but since that is not allowed, my favorite hero is Arm Fall Off Boy.
Yeah, Arm Fall Off Boy.
Who has the power of ripping his arms off and then beating his enemies with it.
Yep.
Signed Adequate Joe.
Thank you, Adequate Joe.
that is great.
Also, Alex, who's the person who wrote in last time about the forest maze.
Yes.
Just out of nowhere, 2 weeks ago, emailed in saying... happy birthday, Alex. Ring, 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 ring. And then a picture of a banana phone.
It is not my birthday until October, but thank you very much.
I had to mention
your
it
birthday
because...
wishes have been noted.
Yep. I'm going to reply saying, thanks, I will.
Thanks, I will. That's like one of the auto replies from Google. Is that the first time we've replied to an email?
Yes, probably. Sam, friend of the show, Sam, has given us a whole list.
Oh my goodness.
From the lovely mind of Garth Ennis. We have a team of superheroes called Super Duper from the universe of the Boys comic series.
Okay,
Which, for those who don't know, is a comic series that is very, very unpleasant and dark comedy about evil superheroes ruining the world.
Okay, right, yeah.
But the team comprises of members such as Black Hole, an imaginatively named hero who claims he can eat anything and also is black. He tried to eat an entire cup of ice cream in the comic and choked on the spoon. Bobby Bedoin, a young man with the ability to bounce. He has a very elastic body and can build up enough momentum to crush cars. He also bounces off the things he crashes into at high speeds and is uncontrollable.
Excellent.
Yep. Clanker, a literal Iron Man, can turn into iron objects at random. He turns into a length of chain and an anvil at random in the comics. Also, he has Tourette's.
Great.
Lady Fold, her powers are never discussed, but they only occur once a month, heavily implied that they are connected to her menstrual cycle. Thank you, Garth Ennis. Stool Shadow, she can walk through walls, apparently. She's never seen doing it. She has a constant black eye and a plaster over a potentially broken nose from walking into walls. Sam finishes by saying that in the universe of the Boys, Super Duper are pretty much the only innocent people.
Good lord.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Sam. Let's have a look at what we've got next.
Salamandrew. Yes. Salamandrew had an interesting tack for this. If you want to take it?
Yeah, sure. As he said, choosing a crap superhero is hard for me because, in a way, I don't think they exist. Well, that's nice. That's a nice sentiment, isn't it? Maybe it's growing up in the indie era. Maybe it's reading Harbinger. But so long as the scale of the conflict is right, things are always manageable. A single ant can defeat Gandalf, is that supposed to say Gandalf? Not Gandalf.
Yeah.
Gandalf the Grey. So long as the steak is an enjoyable picnic.
That's fair.
But I guess the closest I can get to is Destiny, a character from the 1940s who was a homeless man with the power to teleport into whatever situation was most personally dangerous to him. Whenever he stopped thinking about his life, bam, he was in the middle of a crime. He watched a few other superheroes die, namely 711, a superhero who was an ordinary lawyer imprisoned for a crime someone else committed. His power was to escape every night and be back in time to make the morning headcount.
That's wild.
Amazing. Thank you, Salamandru.
Thank you, Salamandru. And finally, Brenton, friend of the show, Brenton, said, my favorite crap superhero was Malibu Comics' Sludge. A rather forgettable comic, he embodied crappy superheroes in that he may well have been composed of crap. He got chemical burned and fell into a sewer and somehow fused with the grey water. He made it into the Ultra Force animated series, but the character was only partly true to his comic appearance. I have to assume it was because the writers didn't care who Sludge was, just like everyone else. That's incredibly brutal.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Brenton.
Thank you for that.
So we've had a while to think. Who's your favourite crap superhero?
My favourite crap superhero? God.
I'm happy to vamp for a while.
Yeah, go on.
So I'm a big fan of the series The Venture Brothers. And The Venture Bros has so many strange and awful superheroes and supervillains. The Fallen Archer, who's like Hawkeye, if Hawkeye's arrows had feet on the end. Because, you know, Fallen Archers?
Yes.
Fallen Archer. There's also Trucules, who is...
Oh, yeah!
Who is a very large, muscular man who is also a truck.
Yeah. Oh.
And as discussed in the previous episode, I'm a big fan of Matter Eater Lad. Who can just eat things. Also, there was a member of the X-Men whose name I can't remember, whose power was that they had just really loose and stretchy skin.
I mean, some people in the real world have that.
Oh yeah, but like to superpower that.
What's his face from Fantastic Four?
Like Reed Richards, but yeah, just with skin.
Ew.
Yeah.
So my favorite crap superhero, and this is really obscure, I'm not sure why it's chosen now to surface into my brain.
Is it Banana Man?
It's not Banana Man.
But good, because Banana Man is very good.
Is amazing. Yeah. And so is Freakazoid.
Oh, Freakazoid was superb.
Amazing.
He had the power of the internet.
He did.
Before that meant something terrifying.
So my favorite crap superhero comes from this kind of... It's obscure, and I remember it mostly for one scene in particular which stuck in my brain.
Okay.
So it's from this film called Defendor, starring Woody Harrelson.
Defendor. I've not seen this, and I love Woody Harrelson.
Stars Woody Harrelson. The movie's not funny, strictly.
Okay.
It's actually, like, a kind of a serious look at, like, mental health problems.
Okay.
But there's this scene where Woody Harrelson, dressed as Defendor, takes two jars of bees and just hurls them at someone, and it is incredible.
Wait, is this before the Happy Harry cartoons Dr. Bees?
God, what year did that come out in? It may have been around the same time, but it might have been before, because I probably watched it in 2011.
Interesting.
So... it probably came out somewhere between 2007 and 2010.
Dr. B is also a great crap superhero.
Dr. B is a great crap superhero.
Yeah. Oh, and, sorry, you mentioned Freakazoid, and one of the characters in Freakazoid is the Huntsman. And he, Into Action is his cry, and he's like this forest-themed superhero who doesn't seem to do much. But he's got a great theme tune that was used extensively on the Rachel Maddow show back in the day, talking about a presidential candidate called John Huntsman. That's not interesting. Never mind.
Yes.
Thank you for all your responses.
That was great.
Honestly, this has been really great. And all of these have been peppered with other suggestions and nice messages, which is always appreciated.
That is, yes.
If you want to email us, you can email into flashinthepancast@gmail.com with your thoughts, comments, queries, complaints, maybe, letters of love.
Maybe even your feelings.
Maybe even your feelings. So, Alex, you've got stuff on the internet.
God. Yes, so I'm on Twitter at DX01. You can follow me there. I tweet about everything that I do, all the things. I always put them on Twitter, even though apparently Twitter apparently buries links, tweets which have links in them. Thanks, Twitter. That's great. I stream every Saturday and Sunday at youtube.com/VNDLP. Stream pretty much whatever the hell I feel like doing. On Sunday, I literally just streamed myself ranking Mario games because that's what I wanted to do.
Sounds fun.
It was fun.
You've got something on the horizon.
Very shortly on the horizon. I have my new album is releasing through Neo Detritus on the 9th of August. It's a bunch of new songs that I've been writing for like a year and a bit now. And it's coming out really soon. It was properly officially announced today. If you really want to listen to it, give Neo Detritus some money because they've got a bunch of really cool artists and musicians under their wing, and like not a lot of people paying them a lot of attention. Support indie labels, and by association, support me.
Hooray!
Hooray!
You can find me on Twitter at Gertrude Perkins. That's Gertrude, P-R-K-N-S. You can find the show's Twitter at FlashITPancast or FlashItPancast.
Mm-hmm.
And as we mentioned at the top of the show, you can go to our website, flashinthepancast.com, to find all the previous episodes and other stuff as well. So, until next time, I've been Tom.
And I've been Alex.
And remember, shiver with flavour. Shiver with flavour.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Have a great flash. It's great.
Is it great?
Yeah.
Is it have a great flash?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try that again.
1, 2, 3. Have a great flash.
That's never gonna get old.
Blam this piece of crap.